Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as I said before, during this membership drive, we'll break it up with some fun each day in the form of a New York, New Jersey geography quiz. We'll go borough by borough and region by region with guest quizmasters every day, beginning today with the Manhattan Borough President, Gail Brewer, with the Manhattan geography quiz. Hi, Borough President. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brian. This is my favorite show, and I certainly love your quizzes.
So listeners, if you want to give it a shot, and you don't have to be from Manhattan to play, give us a call, 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. That's not our pledge line. We will never ask you to donate to the station when you're on the air. This is our regular on-air line if you want to play Manhattan Geography Quiz, 646-435-7280. And if you get just two in a row right, you'll win a Brian Lehrer Show mug. Yes, prizes and everything. So, Gail, as calls are coming in, as Manhattan BP, what was it like getting to know more corners of the borough than you might have known before?
Well, it was fabulous, certainly all the way from Marble Hill to the bottom of Manhattan in Battery Park City. There are so many places that I did not know and have gotten to know, and it is a great, great borough. I love that it's so big and so diverse. So, yes, and there's some books that have come out. One woman did walk every single block in Manhattan, and she has written out a book about it. So I have learned a lot and love every bit of it.
That is really cool. Okay, our first player is going to be Harry in Manhattan. And the way it will work is Gail's going to ask the questions. I'm going to kibitz, and we'll see what happens. Hi, Harry. You're on WNYC.
Good morning. I'm ready.
Go for it, Gail.
So forget riding mowers. In what Manhattan park were goats recruited to trim the grasses and other plants?
That would be Riverside Park.
That is right. That's one out of two. One more and you win a Brian Lehrer Show mug. Gail, were you involved with that at all? It was, you know, we hear goats trimming the grass. Oh, maybe this was, you know, 1911. But it was just 2 years ago, right?
It was fabulous. It was run by Dan Gorodnik, who's head of the Riverside Park Conservancy. There must have been 3,000 people the first time the goats arrived, and then they came back. I think it was the biggest event on the west side, and then people kept going back to the fence while the goats chewed. It was wonderful. And, of course, you know, Gotham means goat town in Old English, according to the Conservancy. So he was having fun with that, Dan Gorodnik.
Wait, I did not know that. Gotham, and, of course, we call New York Gotham. Our local news website is Gothamist for that reason. Gotham means what?
Goat town in Old English.
Wow. Because there were a lot of goats here in 1609, or what do you know?
I guess so. I know that Dan Gorodnik is great at coming up with these wonderful fun facts.
All right. Now you know, folks. Gotham means goat town. All right. One more question for Harry in Manhattan.
It was scandalous that there were no statues of real-life women in Central Park until last year. What three New York women are now depicted in a work that commemorates the ratification of the 19th Amendment?
And I'm going to amend this question and just say, if you get any one of the three, we'll give you the mug.
Okay. I'm pretty sure one of them is the woman from upstate who they're talking about putting on the half dollar or the, oh, I can't think of her name. Or it could be the congresswoman from Brooklyn, the first black woman to run. I can't think of her name. I think those are probably two of the three.
Harry, one of the person from upstate, yes. The congresswoman, no. But you have to be able to name that person from upstate once upon a time.
I'm sure I'd pick it out of 50, but I can't.
I'm sure you would. You know it.
That's what happens with old age.
Harry, thank you very much. But you got the goats. I thought that was the hard one. All right, we're going to give David in Brooklyn a shot at this question if he heard it. David, hi. You're on WNYC. Ready to play? And did you hear that question?
I did hear it. And Susan B. Anthony?
That is right. The three were Susan B. Anthony, Sojourner Truth, and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. And Gail, I think you have a fun fact on this one too, right?
Yes, it's a monument to knitting too, because Sojourner Truth holds knitting in her lap. It's a very wonderful, fun fact.
All right. Give David in Brooklyn one more question. If he gets this one right, he wins a Brian Larochelle mug.
What subway line runs farther uptown on the island of Manhattan, the A or the 1?
We're asking somebody from Brooklyn this question. I don't know if you've ever been up there, the A or the 1?
I used to deliver. I delivered for Amazon and a lot by train.
Uh-huh.
So I'm
wow.
pretty sure it's the A.
Oh, you had a 50% chance of getting that right, but you got it wrong. I happen to know this because I live near there. And it's the 1 train. The last stop on the A is 217th Street. The last Manhattan stop on the 1 is 207th Street. The last stop on the A is 207th Street. The last stop on the number 1 in Manhattan before it goes to the Bronx is 215th Street. When I tell people that I live near there, Gail, people are shocked that there is a 215th Street in Manhattan. So, all right, let's give, okay, as now, as a, sort of a segue, we'll give Liz in Inwood all the way up there at those subway stops a shot at the next set of questions. Hi, Liz. Ready?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Gail.
How are you? Are you ready for the next question? Okay. Manhattan, as we know, is an... Oh, good. We know that Manhattan is an island, but the borough of Manhattan incorporates other islands and part of the mainland. Can you name three other islands in the borough that are part of Manhattan?
City Island, no, that's Bronx. Ward's Island, Randall's Island. I have to name three. Ooh.
Think Hochul.
Oh, Governor's Island is part of Manhattan. Thank you.
That was a really good clue. and so, yes, right? And there are more, Gail, right?
Yes, there are. There's Liberty Island. I think I sometimes count Ellis Island, even though it's shared by New Jersey, which is always upsetting to me, but certainly Ellis Island. And it's interesting, Mill Rock, which is in the East River, I've been there. Randall's and Ward's are actually joined by landfill, so that they are two different islands. Obviously, Roosevelt Island and Ufant Island. Those are the ones that I know of.
Yeah, Utant Island, named after the former UN Secretary General, Utant. What was that one you said? There's one I actually never heard of on that list. Mill Rock?
Mill Rock, yep. It's like, it's really a rock, I have to be honest with you. But I've been by it in a boat, so I know where it is. But it looks like a rock.
I guess if it's a rock in a body of water, it's an island. All right, Liz, that's one right. One more, okay. And you win a Brian Larochelle mug. Gail, hit her.
If you were listening to the show on Monday, you should know this one. What's the name of the indigenous people who inhabited Manhattan prior to the Dutch?
Oh, the Lenape. And Curtis was a wonderful guest.
Curtis Runiga, head of the Lenape Center. And yes, ding, 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 ding.
Yay!
So Liz, hang on. We're going to take your contact information, and we will mail you out a Brian Larochelle New York Skyline mug. Awesome. Let's go next to, well, I think somebody in the Catskills might know Manhattan well enough for this. Kathy
well
in the Catskills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good. Ready to go?
Ready
okay.
to go. With my favorite Upper West Side supporter, Gail. Hi, Gail.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here, Kathy.
Eighth grader with you there? Is that what you're saying?
No, we love Gail in our house. She's a huge supporter of us parents on the Upper West Side, so and Catskill.
Gotcha. Good. Okay, Gail, what you got?
Which park in Manhattan is the site of the largest remaining primeval forest in Manhattan?
Oh, I would say that would be Central Park. Or Uptown. I'm going to say Central Park. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, Kathy. We're gonna have to let you go and go on to the next caller. We'll give Josh and Astoria a shot at that question. Josh, hi. And the question is, which park in Manhattan is the site of the largest remaining primeval forest in Manhattan?
Inwood Park, Inwood Hill Park.
Inwood Hill Park is right.
Yes.
Which,
well,
among other
I'm a ringer. I actually work for the Parks Department.
Oh, wow. So we gave you exactly the right question. All right, one more, and you'll win a Brian Lehrer Show mug. Gail, what you got for him?
Well, this is also an Uptown question. Coogan's was a beloved bar that came back from a rent strike with the help of neighbors, including some celebrities, like Lin-Manuel, maybe, only to close last year in the midst of the lockdown, but it lives in a new documentary premiering on PBS this weekend. What neighborhood rallied around this bar that lasted 35 years?
I know Coogan's Bluff is on like 155th Street area. I'm going to say Coogan's Bluff.
So, well, it's the name of the neighborhood that we're looking for.
Sugar Hill, Harlem area. I'm not exactly sure. Washington Heights.
Well, ding, 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 ding. Eventually.
Did I get it?
Eventually, you got there. You kept going north, bit by bit by bit. And you got there. Washington Heights. Josh, hang on. We're going to take your contact off the air and send you a Brian Lehrer Show mug. Listeners, it's the Manhattan Geography Quiz. Tomorrow's going to be Brooklyn, by the way, with a very special guest, the writer Jacqueline Woodson. But we're a few minutes left. We've got a few minutes left with the Manhattan Borough President, Gail Brewer, with the Manhattan Geography Quiz for today. By the way, before we leave Uptown, Gail, I see that you have one fun fact to share about the geography of Manhattan, which is that part of it is actually considered by many people part of the Bronx. And you can just say what that is.
I would say it's called Marble Hill. And what's fun about it is when there was a town hall sponsored by the borough president of the Bronx, Ruben Diaz Jr., and I heard he was going to say, Marble Hill is part of the Bronx. I said, no, no, no. So I brought the Manhattan flag, which is humongous. It's really huge. And I rolled it out as he mentioned Marble Hill. And he has never again brought it up.
It's weird. You can't tell where one, because you do have to cross the water there, that water like the Spine Dive that goes around the top of Manhattan, and then you're in Marble Hill, and or you're sort of in Kingsbridge or sort of in Riverdale, and yet technically, at least for a few blocks there, you're in Manhattan technically, and that's where the political representation is from Manhattan, if you're in that what seems like south part of the Bronx there. All right. Another caller, Amy in Manhattan. Hi, Amy. You ready for some questions?
Yeah, I hope. I will see.
Go ahead, Gail.
Okay.
No, this is another question. East Harlem Market.
Go ahead, Gail. Amy, just
the East Harlem.
You'll get it.
Yeah, this is the question. The East Harlem Marketplace, La Marqueta, has an unusual roof line. What makes it so distinctive?
Wow. That's an obscure one for me. The East Harlem Marketplace, La Marqueta, has an unusual roof line. What makes it so distinctive?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Sorry, Amy. Thanks
Maybe
for
think
trying.
About where it is. Okay. Go ahead.
Give us the answer to that one, Gail.
It's directly underneath the elevated Metro North tracks between East 111th and 116th Street.
Oh, that
you have to be maybe from East Harlem. I'm there all the time, so it's the tracks that make it unusual.
All right, let's try Jefferson in Manhattan. Hi, Jefferson. Ready for a quiz question?
Hi. I'm so ready.
I think they're getting harder as we go along here, but Gail, go ahead.
Okay, Manhattan has one lighthouse on its shore. Where is it and what is it called?
And we'll take either one of those.
Under the George.
Oh, you knew both. Go ahead.
I've been there many times. It's the little red lighthouse under the George Washington Bridge.
Yay!
Absolutely right. Put there in 1921, and officially, I'm reading this now, I did not know it, named Jeffrey's Hook Lighthouse, even though, Gail, everybody knows it
That's
as
right.
the little red lighthouse.
Yep.
All right, one more, and then we're going to be out of time for the segment. Gail, what you got for him?
Okay. What happened at the Audubon Ballroom in Washington Heights that we should all know?
What happened? What's the name of the ballroom? One more time?
It's the Audubon Ballroom in Washington Heights that we should all know. It's in Washington Heights. It's a ballroom. Somebody was killed, to give you a little bit of a hint.
Somebody was killed in the wine. This is news to me. I'm going to, oh my God. I'm guessing I can't ask for a clue.
Very famous person was killed there. That's as far as we can go with clues.
Oh my God.
In 1965. Last clue.
1965. Malcolm X?
Yes.
Yes!
You snatched victory from the jaws of defeat, Jefferson. And therefore,
oh my God. Thank
and
God.
Therefore you snatch a Brian Lehrer Show mug from the jaws of our closet. Thank you for playing. And Gail Brewer, Manhattan Borough President, actually outgoing Manhattan Borough President, and some people know what's next for you, right?
Yes. Going back to the city council.
So we will have you back on in that capacity. We're planning a city council series for next year when so many new people are inaugurated. And this was great. You were a great quiz master from our Manhattan geography quiz. Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow it's a Brooklyn geography quiz with the writer Jacqueline Woodson. More to come on today's Brian Lehrer Show. Stay with us.